Hello, and welcome again to Share the World Internet Radio, coming to you live from the universe. I'm Joseph Entourie. We have been exploring in the past three shows the amazing, great world master plan of the creation universe to bring a new world into being. The first part of that plan was the New Covenant World Bill of Rights, which gives a foundation, a context, if you will, for a world of total sharing where everybody is equal and everyone has their needs met and participates in their creation from cradle to grave. And no one has any control over another. All of the bureaucratic systems, all of the state nations that exist, and all of their regalia, such as the military and the financial, etc., etc., all of that fades away into oblivion. And what takes its place is a world of free giving and receiving, based on the great idea of holding all things common and making free distribution according to need. And to bring all of that into being, we set up the ways and means for the total sharing of all things by agreeing to stop the world and start over again on a clean slate, carrying out a great worldwide work stoppage and buyer's strike that keeps only the necessary services and supplies rolling, while letting all that is superfluous to our new world fall out of the picture. No one loses anything and everyone gains eternal life, actually. And we do this by setting up the great 30-30 plan, 30 days of giving followed by 30 days of receiving, having free use of the whole planet and all of its facilities on a sharing basis. Which brings us to part four of Spirit God's great plan, the fourth pillar of a new world, which is this. We will get organized to bring a new world government of sharing, health, prosperity, and happiness for everyone. This government will be of God's autonomous spirit in each one of us. No one will hold any authority over another. It will be real self-government, with all social structures operating as a worldwide communal service organization. The transformed world internet will be the cultural tool used to bring this into being, and it will be free of all commercial content because we'll transcend buying and selling our daily bread for secular profit altogether. The internet will be the tool for orchestrating the production and flow of needed goods and services, and it will carry all the media as well as personal communications. We will all be guided through wisdom and true personality. We create all this through the worldwide work stoppage, karma yoga exercise in service to humanity. We stop all those things we don't need or desire, including all that is polluting our bodies and our planet. We will stop all the commercial nonsense that is polluting our mind as well. We will stop using money. We won't have any bills to pay, and no bill collectors are needed. No more banks, no stock markets, no insurance, no taxes, no bookkeeping, no dues, no more paperwork or red tape in any form. The workers' labor unions, city and world planning commissions, employment agencies, schools and churches are already set up to book the talent where it is needed. So now we'll all start to learn through doing and do away with all this foolish artificial education. All learning will be organized around the actual doing of needed things, gaining knowledge automatically in the process. Industry and service will be organized as schools of creative experiences in the University of the Universe, in which we are all students being taught by the universal mind resonating telepathically in us. It is through participating in this great academy of life that the souls incarnating here are healed of the effects still in their soul body. This leads directly to their transcendence from this project and back to life in the eternal universe. Mortal education to develop the intellect has served its purpose in developing the cultural aspects of growing society up to now. Science, mathematics, commerce, industry, medicine, government, law, banking, all were needed to cope with the negative effects during this long 20,000-year preliminary period, and they would develop over time through educating souls into their principles. None of this is wrong, and thankfully it all ends now, because the system itself is flawed at its core. The flaw is that people are conditioned to believe that their brain nervous system is creating thought. This is the ego, the pseudo-soul, doing its mortal-minded lonesome thing, which leads to other more satanically ignorant beliefs, like putting supreme value on money at the expense of life, then using weapons, laws, and prisons to defend your power at all costs. The ego is driven by fear, fear for your life, fear for your job, your wife, your children, your possessions, your sex life, your bank account, your sanity. It is when intellect is misguided by ego that the insane thinking mind ensues, which can figure out a way to justify or rationalize anything. In relativity, all this is of the negative ego, divorced from truth. There is also positive ego, which has surrendered control to the soul's intuitive guidance. In fully awakened God presence, the ego disappears, and all that is of its false consciousness goes with it. When we are opened up in our soul to be guided by spiritual intuition, then the mental forces of reason, logic, and analysis do their simple duty in organizing knowledge that is of the material world. Put in another way, they help us to mentally balance the relative twofold nature of the physical sensory world. Marx called this dealing with the dialectics of materialism. It has to do with left brain thought energies and consciousness, such as numbers, weights and measures, management of materials, scheduling events, and similar things which can be systematized. All this balancing with the thought energies of intuitive creativity, which are of the right brain. Intuition is of the right brain and is operated by the soul's connection with living spirit, illumined truth itself, from whence creativity flows. Higher still, our central channel into the universe is direct, all-knowing self-realization. This universe we are in is already intelligent, and we can tap into its sparkling, clear knowledge through spiritual intuition. It is through intuition, not intellect, that Spirit God has led us to all the discoveries of the past 500 years, which are mushrooming now into the fullness of a new world. Galactic beings operate a technology that is mind over matter, and this planet's populace will immediately tap into the realm of knowledge and information, which is the universal mind itself, bringing things like Dynadran power units, which draw unlimited free energy right out of the electromagnetic field. Galactica can easily deliver more real, useful material goods to this planet in 1 month than all the armies of the world moved in all of World War II. Abundance is part of our birthright as God's children. Workers will comprise only about 50% of the population when all the superfluous work is eliminated. Initially, the other 50% who have been employed doing things which will no longer be necessary or desired will go on a 30-day recreation shift, while the 50% on service shifts, through their computerized self-government, choose their rotation schedule according to their abilities and needs. Eventually, everyone will rotate through the essential industries to provide our food, clothing, shelter, care, recreation, communication, transportation, and energies, all on one high standard. These, along with the New World Planning Commission, logistics, administration, and World People's Council, are the 12 facets of our autonomous, computerized New World Government. Elections will no longer be necessary because everything is done in God's one-for-all, all-for-one spirit. Eventually, as the planet's society rights itself and gets underway in building a utopian new world, everyone will rotate through all 12 facets under the 30-30 plan. The workers will no longer be exploited and will govern themselves. Work as we have known it will no longer exist. All work, quote-unquote, will become wonderful love services, joyful creative experiences that are fulfilling to everyone. Everything will be objective and fun. The 50% of the men, women, and children who are on their vacation recreation cycle will make their transportation, hotel, and recreation reservations through the worldwide computer network. This will also include healing and rehabilitation facilities. Following each 30-day period, those on the recreation, beauty, romance cycle will trade places with the producers. Producers will go on their 30 days of recreation to enjoy all the facilities of the world, being served by those whom they have been serving. In this way, we, the workers, producers of the world, use spiritual intelligence as we do unto others as we would have them do unto us. The golden rule is the essence of the 30-30 plan and brings a natural balance of giving and receiving, with each person serving in the essential services and industries during alternate 30-day periods. Everyone will have free access to all products and services of our collective labor and creativity. All of this leads to the end of the money system. For the first time in history, the workers can do all the great things and not worry about wages and paying their bills, as we quickly unite to declare everything to be free and all bills paid, all debt is canceled, and we use money as a free medium of exchange to the end of getting rid of money altogether. Then we will live in a real land of the free. Freedom means to be really free. Free from money control. This leads to being truly free in your soul, liberated from mortal mind and its attendant materialism, into the consciousness of living spirit. It doesn't mean free to buy your way around if you've got the money. Let's face it, money is what has always been used to control labor, including those who labor as the military, police, and government. It is money and half-truths that have controlled the media and the people's votes up to now. Now the soldiers and police can be united into being universal soldiers and police, who only act to maintain the peace and refuse to obey man's laws to kill, which are only made to control old property and money values. We render only the judgment we ask of creation universe. Give us this day our daily bread, our necessities, and forgive us our debts. We shall end money and property values and put the values on human needs, and there will be no politicians, elite wealthy class, or military commanders to interfere. They too are forgiven and transformed as they choose to be of Spirit God's kingdom. No one is left out, for Spirit God's presence in us will fill our souls with love and wisdom to transcend all sins of the past. We will forgive one another as well, just as Spirit God forgives our iniquities and remembers them no more. That's the end of this channeling and this show. Thank you so much for listening to Share the World. We love you. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.